Moncrief on News Talk.
Sales of the Bible in Ireland are at their highest level in a decade, driven, it seems, at least in part, by social media. Sean O'Toole is a second year student in DCU and the founder of the DCU Bible Study Group. Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you keeping?
Not too bad. Are you finding this as well?
Yeah, definitely. There's been a big rise recently in Christianity throughout Ireland. In all aspects, you know, Catholicism and Protestantism. And yeah, I think in general, it's driven by social media. You know, I myself have found that a lot of footballers and, you know, singers, artists, they're being more passionate and more confident in how they speak about their beliefs. You know, an example would be the football team Arsenal and Crystal Palace, you know. There's players like Saka and Eze and, you know, these guys who week in, week out, they give glory to God. And that's a big inspiration to young people across the globe. And I think that has driven a lot of people to pick up and maybe buy a Bible for the first time.
Yeah. And so are people coming into you and saying, I've just bought a Bible because a football player is a Christian, so I want to be one too?
Well, they're not necessarily saying they're buying the Bible because of a football player, but, you know, a lot of people come to me and they ask me about Christianity. Just, they've a grown curiosity, and a lot of people know me as just a, you know, like that Christian guy in the local town or among my friend group. And I just believe it's driven by social media or even struggles that people may feel. Sure, even as a kid, you know, you see a footballer with, you know, a cool new pair of Nike boots, you might be more inclined to buy it. It's just what influencers speak about. It just helps us daily, and not helps us, sorry, but it drives us to be more curious about what they're talking about.
Yeah. What led you to set up the Bible Study Group in DCU?
What led me to set it up is, you know, I'd be out and about with my mates, and a lot of the lads would be asking me about Christianity, and say, I'll just make up names. Like, say, like my friend Tom would ask me about Christianity, and then the next day Ben would. And, you know, Tom and Ben would be good mates, but they wouldn't talk about their faith between themselves, only with me. And I thought that if I started a Bible study, you know, put everyone in a room face to face, and we could all just explore Christianity, go further on that path that, you know, secretly we're all on. I think it's just in life and anything, it's good to have your friend or anyone helping you go further in whatever that is you want to do, like study or gym, football, anything.
Yeah. What do you think is happening in the world that more people might be into, or more younger people might be interested in Christianity now?
That's a great question. I don't know, I think just, a lot of people may feel lost, feel like they're looking for a purpose, or life gets hard sometimes, or even just there's a lot of cruel stuff that happen in the world, and people want to find out why do these bad things happen and get to the source of it. And I think it may actually lead you just to understand if there's a God out there, and I think morality plays a big factor in that, and the feeling of love plays a factor in if there is a God out there. I think when people actually look to see if there's a God who has us on this planet, you know, which God is it? Is the God of Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, and just a lot of people at the minute seem to be turning towards Christianity, and after they do their own research.
Mm. I think you've hit on a very interesting point there, that a lot of people around the world do horrendous things in the name of religion. And, you know, you could ask yourself that in the Holy Land, why would God allow tens of thousands of people to be massacred?
Definitely,
If somebody comes to you with that question, how do you answer it?
I think genuinely the best way to answer that question is to say, I don't know why these bad things happen. Because you shouldn't lead someone on and try to answer that question, because that's a question we don't know. The Bible speaks about, I think in Corinthians, it talks about how, I may be wrong here, but I may be wrong about the chapter, but the Bible does speak about how God's thoughts are not like our thoughts. So it's that kind of thing that we'll never truly understand why certain things happen. But I think when a bad thing happens, or when a good thing happens, or when we do something wrong, why do we feel like we've done something wrong? What objectively makes that thing wrong? I think if you base something on subjectivism, just on feelings, like say a collective society, there can't be room for rebellion if it's based on a collective society, because everyone agrees to the same thing. But if there's an objective there, and someone who sets that objective, which would be a God, I think that I just think that's the whole thesis about it, you know.
Yeah, and the people who are coming to your group, Sean, they're interested in the Bible and Christianity. So Catholic, Protestant, does that really matter anymore?
I do think it does matter. Yes, I think it does, but just because I say I'm a Catholic, like I am a Catholic, but just because I say I'm a Catholic doesn't mean I'm better than a Protestant or vice versa. It's everyone's on their own path, and at the end of the day, God judges us. I believe that God is just and merciful, so he judges us on our own relationship with him. So even though I am a Catholic, my relationship with him is different to other Catholics, and same with Protestants. I just think that, like for my reasons for being a Catholic, I have to do with the Eucharist, the body of Christ, and confession and sacraments and tradition, and that's my belief in following the church fathers and tradition that helped to kind of found like be the fundamentals for Christianity. But I don't believe that whole, you know, if people say, oh, Protestants are going to hell or Catholics are going to hell, it's God who judges, and it's each to their own. It just once there's a strong relationship there, God will judge.
Thanks a million for talking to us today, Sean. That was Sean O'Toole. He's a second year law student in DCU and founder of the DCU Bible Study Group.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.